Ashley Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.
Fifi, Feb and Nick have got your mornings covered. And Fairhaven Homes are the Victorian family-owned builder that has you covered. That's fair. That's Fairhaven Homes. Fifi,
Feb and Nick. What is going on here, Feb?
Everyone's nervous.
I don't know, it's weird.
Which is making me nervous.
Yeah, we had a great night on Friday night. I was there for dinner. We had a team bonding. We had all the team.
It was a great night.
But beforehand, I want to know what happened beforehand, Boxy, because you went out with our wonderful boss, Mad Mando, and Renee, who is one of the biggest parts of our team.
She's not here today.
She's not here today. She's
She had a big one.
She had a big one. It's her birthday tomorrow, too. So happy birthday to Renee for tomorrow. But on Thursday, what happened on Friday pre-drinks? Did you have a good time?
Well, I'm just trying to think. You said we went out. I was here at work getting my hair and makeup done, so they just said, let's just go across to the Albion at like 4, but I didn't get there till about 5. Yeah. And then I walked in and there were 2 porn star martinis on
the bar.
Where did
they go?
And they just went, drink, have fun. And I went, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
and you're with Mando and Renee. And
yes.
Mando put up a picture of you chatting to someone on the bar. You have someone having a little chat with you at the bar. Was that right?
I thought it was the bloke from Hunted.
Yeah, he looked like he was a stunning man. Now, on Thursday, I had a little chat with Steve. He was an actor that we hired, Boxy, to flirt with you. And this was my chat with him.
Obviously, we're going to surprise Fifi. She loves charisma. Play the card of a little bit keen, not keen, but make it sound like you really are keen.
Yep.
You get that? You know what I'm talking. You know, if you talk to her, say, "Oh, would you like a drink?" So my favourite drink's a fire engine, and she'll be like, "That'll win." So you own a security company.
Yeah.
You did detail. You did detail at the Olympics in Beijing and London.
She would have been to the Birdcage before with box and stuff for in the past, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she loves the she loves the Birdcage.
I was thinking as well, so you caught my eye years ago in the Birdcage at some stage, and now I just saw you at the bar, so I could come and say hello.
Yeah, the end goal is probably to get her number, so you can get her number. Oh, should I give her number out? Just say, I reckon, say to her, I'd love to take you out sometime. This is my Insta handle, because I don't want to be forward. I know you don't want to give numbers out to strangers, but just send me a DM and, if you hit me up, you hit me up. Lovely seeing you again, Fee, and you look great. All right, man.
All right.
Good luck, bro.
All right.
Have a good night.
Now, there was hidden mics and hidden cameras on the bar people.
We recorded
everything.
You did not record everything. Leon, I'll need all that audio.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say that myself, Marcel and Costa were all in a room
monitoring it. So...
what's out of it?
We'll have a meeting after the show to see whether we play it or not. But how did she? Obviously he asked for your number, didn't he?
Yes.
He didn't listen to me. I said that she wouldn't give the number out. I said, don't ask for a number.
But the Insta handle would be tough for him because it wouldn't match his life.
No, he create a fake one, bro. how did you go? Was he good?
I'm taking a lot in at the moment. So that was all fake.
Yeah.
I won't lie. When he said, so Amanda and Renee went, quick, have it, because I was a bit like, can we just get to the restaurant? Yeah. I don't know why we're here. I was a bit like, I don't need this bit, guys.
Because Friday morning, you were saying you didn't want to go for the pre-drinks. And well, that's going to stuff everything up. You need to go.
I know. And so then I had a sip of this porn
star
martini.
Change your plan, mate. You're talking to a woman named Amanda.
And then the guy,
because I wasn't going to go to the thingo because I had footy the next day, and I said, if you go to the pre-drinks, I'll go to dinner. So I had to go to dinner to make you go to the pre-drinks because we had a big plan set in place.
I don't remember a lot of it, but I imagine I'm going to hear it back, which will be great fun.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear that. We'll probably hear that tomorrow. So
after I've had a listen to it first, we'll see. I can't believe you stitched me up.
Got you again.
You did. Well, you may have.
You had no idea.
Now that I think about it, of course, he looked like Reese Dewar from Hunted. He was working in security. It now makes sense. I can't believe that. Okay, you got me. Thanks.
So we got that audio tomorrow on the show, Fee. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got the audio. We'll hopefully play it tomorrow.
We'll have to get
Fee trying to flirt.
Trying.
Keep it locked in.
101.9 The Fox.
We've been talking about, remember a few weeks ago we were talking about animal attacks on the show because there was the macaque. The monkeys, They were attacking people in a Japanese town with machetes.
One of them found a machete.
When you've got a macaque attacking you with a machete, that's a macaque attack.
There was also a guy that got eaten alive by dogs over the weekend.
Oh.
What?
Was that what we're talking about?
No. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Grim.
It's real. Is that for real?
Yeah, real grim. Yeah, grim.
What was that?
What happened?
He just got attacked by dogs and they ate him.
Were they his dogs?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it too much.
Well, you've brought it up now.
You've covered the worst bit, I reckon.
We also, remember we talked about the woman.
I don't want to say where he's from. They could confront listeners. Mm. That could be a bit full on.
Remember there was the woman who was speared in the groin by the sailfish, and that's the sailfish is the one with that massive...
Massive...
Nose?
Yep, straight in the groin with a massive nose.
And then the funniest was the woman who was chased by otters. Remember, she's running around a park.
Stepped on one.
Stepped on one and all the little otters attacked her.
Remember when the little red-headed bear got attacked by a big grizzly bear?
I remember when Nick Cody saw a bear.
According to some DMs I get from people that I don't know, I am a bear.
Anyway, no, I want to talk about a woman in Queensland over the weekend who was attacked by a koala. You don't expect this.
No.
But I've been onto koalas. So
got my eye out.
No, but seriously. Everyone thinks they're cute and cuddly. Yeah.
No, they're not
falling for
that. Full of diseases.
But more than that,
you're just watching the one drinking the bottle of water during the bushfires.
I know, isn't that
what you're like, get away from him.
So
that's how they get you in.
So this woman, it was a koala by the road. I think she's gotten out of a car to try to save the koala, and the koala's attacked her, and then
it's probably frightened.
It's actually quite funny video footage. Because she falls on it, she like falls backwards and almost does a backwards somersault and she can't get up. She's lost her balance.
Sounds funny.
What? You know what it is?
She had a eucalyptus spray on her or something?
Yeah.
But it's cartoons. That's what does it.
Cartoons are cute.
Every animal in a cartoon is a cute, come and high five the great white shark. I wouldn't have thought so. Don't go near him.
But koalas are cute, though.
No, they're not. You know, they're just off chops eating eucalyptus all the time. I've held them up in Brisbane at Lone Pine Sanctuary. Mm. You can hold a koala. They stink. They've got this. I think the males have this brown patch, this oily patch. And they're just rotten.
Yeah, I remember. Cute. I love koalas.
The noises they make. We used to camp.
What do they make? Yeah.
So when we were camping at Phillip Island when I was a kid, and you'd be lying in the bunk. And you just hear this noise out. It's because they'd be in the trees at Phillip Island outside.
Yeah.
And they're that grunting. Yeah. The grunting. It's not right.
Rotten.
I think they're cute.
Okay. 131060. Unusual animal attacks. You don't expect to be attacked by a koala, particularly when you're trying to help it by the roadside. This woman was fully attacked.
But it would have been frightened, though.
All animals are frightened. Yeah. They're not all cute and cuddly. And I try to tell my daughter that because she loves animals. I'm like, you're not. She's into. Sugar gliders at the moment. She wants. She
what
loves,
are they?
Like possums.
Yeah, little possums.
And I'm like, honey, if you went up to one, it would scratch your eyes out.
Did you see the little rats that just got found in Wilson's Prom over the weekend?
No.
Oh, cute.
You're across a lot of animal stories from the weekend.
Yeah, well, they made the news. They were like extinct, but they found them. Like they set a trap.
Yeah.
Because they found little bits of poo. And they were like, they did some, you know, scientific work on the poo. And they said, these are rats. So they set some traps. But they're like these really cute little rats, but they look like possums.
Yeah.
They're really cute. What are they called, Leon?
Did they attack anyone? No, but what
they're doing is the other animals are attacking them because the snakes and all that around Wilson's Prom, they're trying to block all these other animals out to keep these guys alive. So it's an animal attack on an animal attack.
An animal attack. Well, they're cute. Yeah. I cuddle one of those little things.
That's a rat.
It's looking forward to your new TV show, Brighton Vet. It'll be
Hampton Vet. Sitting up on the rocks.
13, 10, 6 is our number. You're out the rocks.
Caitlin in Piercedale. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Caitlin. Caitlin, have you been attacked by an animal?
By a chicken.
What happened?
Oh, the chicken got it. Oh, no.
And I was...
We can't hear you, Caitlin.
Oh, no. Terrible service.
Oh, where are you? Down in Piercedale.
Literally, middle of nowhere.
Yeah, down on one of those little dirt roads. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, so I was basically walking from my house to a friend's house in the middle of summer, and these chickens that just, you know, from the neighbor's house decided to chase me, basically from my front yard all the way to her front door, like full picked up and everything. So all the cars driving them, to see this like 14-year-old.
Oh, no.
What did you say, Caitlin? This fight's not over. I'm going to eat you for dinner tomorrow night. That's what I'll be like. I'm going to eat you. Because you can't eat a koala. But with a chicken, what, just roast it. Put some seeds. You can't eat koala.
I don't know.
No, but you can definitely eat a chicken.
100%. Put it on the grill.
Like, something about birds, isn't there? Being birds attacked are crazy, by man.
Magpies are swooping. I got attacked by ducks.
Remember, I was just trying to find it. I can't find it. When I was doing the weather for Sunrise, I was on the banks of the Yarra. It's a great video of me in the middle of a cross talking about the weather, and this swan just goes me.
Oh, like, really? What you looking at, swan?
I didn't know that.
that would have been funny.
Thank you, Caitlin. Sean in Wyndham Vale. Hey, Sean.
How are we all?
Yeah, very well. Sean, have you been attacked by an unusual animal?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I was about 9, 10 years old down the bottom of WA in Albany. Mum and Dad took us to a caravan park, and there was a little golden bandicoot out there. Mum thought it'd be a good idea to take the crackers out, give it a feed, and he's latched straight onto me root finger there.
Oh, wow.
So I've sat there spinning around, screaming as a 10-year-old kid. Absolutely thought I was going to die, to be honest. And I'm swinging and swinging and spinning, and it's finally latched off and gone flying about 5-10 metres into the caravan next to me.
Threw
it like a discus.
Ah, Sean, a bandicoot. I don't even know what a bandicoot looks like.
It doesn't look like the video game.
I better say the bandicoot in the video game.
Crash Bandicoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
How was the finger, though?
Yeah, look, she's still got the scar there. So.
Oh, there you go. Bandicoot.
Yeah,
imagine getting attacked by a little bandicoot.
At a caravan park. Such a weird.
Thank you, Sean. Rachel in Latrobe. Hey, Rach.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Rach, how are you? I just found the video of me being attacked by a swan. Sorry, Rach. What did you get attacked by?
I got attacked by my own horse.
Oh, wow.
So he's always been a little bit like standoffish around food. So I fed him and then walked back to the gate and had to walk back towards him for something. And he just galloped at me and then bit a big chunk of my chin off.
Oh, mate, can I go see your horse? I need some of my chin taken off.
Yeah, so I ended up having to get rushed to an emergency and have, like, plastic surgery to try and fix it.
Oh, you really got attacked, Rach.
Yeah, but I kind of got, like, a chin tuck to fix it.
I need one of them too. God.
You still got the horse?
Yeah, I do actually. I just brought him.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Oh, jeez. Oh, just brought him.
You just brought him. So it just happened.
No. The accident happened about 2 years ago.
And then you brought him.
Yeah.
After he bit your chin.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's one of those relationships you got to get out of, Rach.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, what about the other big news on the weekend, other than you stitching me up with an actor hitting on me in a bar? Wow, I'm still digesting all of that. But Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson broke up.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Kanye will be
mature.
Loving it.
Yeah, he'd be loving it. He'd write a song or something.
I thought
he's locking
that.
Himself away in a basketball stadium, NFL stadium.
I reckon he'll be out now. He's coming back out. Yeah.
Too immature, wasn't he?
Yeah, so word is, it's just all the stuff is coming out from their different camps. Her camp is saying he's totally spontaneous, impulsive. But was a bit, immature for her.
What's he going to do about his tats?
Not the marijuana-smoking 28-year-old comedian with heaps of cash. Does he like doing stuff on the fly, does he?
He got all the tats of the kids, didn't he?
I don't even understand.
Kanye's kids?
Yes. What was he thinking? I can't actually fathom what he's going to do that. He has her children's names tattooed on his body. That makes no sense.
No sense. It doesn't, no.
Oh, he'll just go over them.
Yeah.
Is that what you do with tats?
Keep north and you put a compass over the rest of them. Sorted.
Put Chicago and put them in the wind.
But do you know what I think?
Jordan Duncan, you should.
Yeah. Mate, they're easy fixed. Mate, imagine the queue up trying to slide into her DMs now.
Oh, yeah. Well, even his.
A bit like yours at the moment.
It is. Even his. So
might get him to hit on you at the next bar.
Yeah.
For
the
next time we go out.
If he rocks up at the bar, I didn't set it up.
But you know what might have done this? The holiday. So they were in camp. Remember, she flew out for the weekend.
She did on a jet.
She wasn't here for long.
No.
And then she's gone. Because I'd say it's been off for a week or so, and they've just tried to keep it on the down low.
Bust up over some fish and chips.
Holidays, though. This is because a holiday is usually a test in a relationship, particularly in the early days. And I can think of so many people I know, friends, who have booked holidays. And usually with international holidays, you need to do them about 6 months out to get the deal on the flights. Yeah. And then I know a couple, they'd been together probably a year, booked a holiday. No, it's not me. Booked a holiday and then they've broken up but gone on the holiday. So they just
went together.
Yeah, together.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
It's a movie.
Is that what happened in that?
That is.
Forgotten that movie. I remember parts of it.
I reckon you were about to tell us the plot of that film.
No, I just remember.
Yeah, I reckon you were too. You were gonna, and then she met a guy on the swing.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, this sounds like my life.
Jonah Hill works at the resort.
Yeah. It was crazy.
No, but my friend had to go away, and they just did their own thing. So they stayed in the same hotel
room. Same room.
Did they? They actually did.
Did they? Of course
they didn't.
Of course they would have after a couple of
No, they went out trying to pick up. They were trying to do their own things.
What?
Really?
So, yeah. 13, 10, 60. Have you had a breakup on a holiday or and then had to commit? Because there's nothing worse than actually having the breakup while you're on the holiday and then doing the extra 9 days in the resort. I mean, breaking up before or after a flight would be rough. Yeah, it would be.
Because you have to sit together.
I'd be changing that.
Yeah, you'd change
James Lake. Wonderful newsreader. He had a story for me earlier today.
He was up and about on Friday, wasn't he, James Lake?
Just a little bit, sitting down. I had a girlfriend who decided to break up a week before a holiday to New Zealand. And, you know, obviously you plan, like I say, you plan these trips months out.
How did you take that, bro?
To call it off. Well, I went on the holiday anyway. And this was back when you used to kind of put your money on a travel card. You convert it to the currency before you leave the country. And kept all the cash, had a great time.
You kept all her cash?
Absolutely.
Oh, so she didn't go on the trip?
She didn't go on the trip. I went without her and kept the money.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I had another mate.
Oh, that's a boys' trip.
There we go.
That's amazing.
How'd you go in New Zealand?
No, I just spent the money at the casino on beer.
Well done.
And scotch.
13, 10, 60. Did you break up before the holiday and you had to go, or you just blew the money, went, oh, well, that'll pass? Or did you break up on the holiday?
By the way, did you hear the regret in James Lake's voice then? He's like, oh, I just blew it at the casino. And Fev's like, beautiful. What an amazing trip.
101.9 The Fox.
Okay, one of the most exciting things to happen on the television this year is MKR, My Kitchen Rules, back, one of my favourite shows.
Gotcha.
And one of our favourite people, oh my goodness, the smell in the studio, I should say the scent.
I didn't fart.
No, but Manu, you have walked in and you smell amazing. Welcome back to the show.
Well, the French don't have showers, just perfume, you know.
Well, it covers, it's good.
Hey, when I gave him, you get in and give a hug, I said straight away, God, you smell good. And then he blew me a kiss.
Well, he lifted me up. And I've got
just a kiss.
And then there's a wink.
You lifted me up. And you, as Feb, you are strong and fit. And
you look great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, looking good.
Continued on the SAS.
Because you've just, you know, with filming MKR and you are eating food, great food. I know you just have nibbles and bits of it, but it must be hard on the road to keep fit.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But the thing is there was a time that I was quite, you know, big, but I was eating a lot and drinking a lot. And when you do a lot of everything.
That's me and Nick.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
So we can turn it around.
But when you start doing things, you know.
In a more moderate way?
Yeah.
Ah.
It's boring. It's a little bit boring, but then you start losing the weight suddenly. It's funny.
Now, what was the show like, mate? You obviously got to work again with Najella Lawson. She joins the table. What was that like? She's a ripper.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
She's just wonderful.
She's divine.
You know, like I'd work with her forever. Like she's easy. She's lovely. She can talk for hours. Yeah. She gets angry when she's hungry. Like it's really cool. Like,
now, it is one of my, and always was one of my favourite shows. So I'm personally so happy it's back. And to see regular people thinking, well, sometimes they can cook, but wanting to impress you. We actually have a member of our team who started sharing his photos on Instagram with us. And we started going, this guy can cook. His name's James Costa. He is our audio engineer.
Yep.
He makes everything on our show sound great. But we said, look, Manu's going to come in. He's a friend of ours.
Yeah. Yep.
he'll be honest with you because he could audition, he and his beautiful fiance Rach, they could go on as a couple in the next series.
Let's do that.
Can we bring him into the studio because he's Please. Prepared some food for
oh,
you.
Oh, great. Yeah. I'm starving.
It's out of left field too.
It is out of left field.
He hasn't gone something basic.
No, James, can you talk through Manu what you've made for him?
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Fish toast.
Fish is an interesting decision for the morning.
Let me take my phone and take a photo of this. Yeah. I've got a souvenir.
Oh, wow.
He's taking photos.
Manu is taking photos of your food, James.
If it's good, I'm going to steal it and put it in my restaurant.
Have a little taste.
All right. So tell me what. So you've got a sourdough toast.
Yes. Yeah, so it's.
Did you make the toast, by the way? The bread?
I did. It's that's miso eggplant yeah. butter. With a roasted balsamic and honey cherry tomato, and it's gin cured kingfish, lightly cured.
Wow, that's impressive.
just the title alone sounds delicious.
Yeah. He made the sourdough menu.
Yeah.
It's not sourdough.
You made the bread as well?
I made the bread, yeah.
F off. What are you doing here? Yeah. Okay, do me a favor. Don't ever open a restaurant. You lose all your money. But you can come on MKR.
That looks so good, that. James. Oh.
Okay.
You're going to put some of that tomato on?
And he also that's made the plate and the cutlery.
Okay, Manu is eating it. You just can enjoy it. You don't have to speak yet. We'll talk through this bit.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the eyes are lighting up. I reckon I know you relatively well.
Mm.
Mm. I've seen this look on the show many times.
Yeah, they really pause and keep the contestant. Look at him. He really wants to know.
It's shit. It's really good. You've got different layers of different flavors and texture at the same time, but what I love the most is the eggplant and the tomato. And because the tomato is so rich, you kind of lose the flavor of the fish a little bit. You could have cured that a little bit longer.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I thought the same thing, to be entirely honest.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Oh, he's flat.
Mm.
You're getting sent home, bro.
Well, I'm staying here. Thank you very much.
That is amazing, James.
Manu, I've just done a full revamp of my kitchen and my house. I just done a reno. What's the key to being a good house guest and having people over? Like, what's the key to the setup and the taste, the dishes?
I think you've got to create a menu then that you can prep a lot in advance.
Yeah.
So you can actually be with your guests.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like something like this. That was crazy today. And you can have the bread done, the fish done, the tomato done, and the eggplant done in advance. And then you just put it together at the last minute kind of thing. But just do a big stew, like a big stew. A stew. Yeah, this. Okay, there's a coq au vin or
a marinated prawn dish and a bit of Moreton Bay bug at the start.
Yeah, sure.
With something, and then maybe a big, beautiful wagyu for dinner. And then dessert, have just beautiful array of cakes.
All right.
Bottles of wine.
So you're going to stay in the kitchen all night long.
You're not doing that.
But the prawns, he says prepare. The prawns and that are easy to prepare.
Yeah.
You put your wagyu, it's only a quick cook.
But
and
when
then the cakes are already made. So what he's saying is prepare. They're already pretty much all prepared.
But are you going to play COD in all that preparation?
He's asking me a question. He's asking me a question, but he's got the answer already.
Exactly. You're getting Uber Eats.
And not
I need all that. I want some.
Yay. It was just so good to have you back on
dessert.
The telly.
He's made dessert as
well. James has brought in dessert. What have you made for dessert, James?
These were brownies in case that sucked.
Oh, wow. Look at these brownies.
Are these special brownies?
The spare kingfish.
They're special ones. What's in this one?
Cheesecake and chocolate brownie.
Go for it, Manu. Tell us. What do you think?
Zip it.
That's
good. And I'm not a sweet tooth, but that's really good because it's chocolatey, creamy, and not too sweet. I like it.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
Well done, James.
You come here as a guest and we're feeding you. Usually it's the opposite. People go to you and want you to feed them.
101.9 The Fox.
On Saturday, I went on a little bit of a pub crawl, guys.
What?
A pub crawl that you not sort of would expect.
I
played footy.
Yep.
Then I got home and I had to be at a function at 8:00. And so I thought I'd get some dinner because I don't eat before a game because I just don't eat because I just feel sick. So I got home and I thought, what can I have? So I ordered some Thai and it was beautiful. But halfway through my trip, down to Frankston. I was driving down the old Nepean Highway, sort of down the beach past Chelsea and all that. You know,
beautiful.
Nice little scenic route because I had a fair time to get there, about an hour. And my stomach started going nuts. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to go to the toilet so bad. It went straight through me. And I thought, I Googled how far away from the Frankston Footy Club I was. And I was about 9Ks. And I thought, oh, I can hold on. And then I was sitting at a set of lights. And on the right, I was in the left-hand lane. On the right was this pub. I thought, I'll just wait for the traffic to go past, sneak across, get in, run in, go to the toilet and get out. So I did. I went to this establishment and I walk in. I thought, I'll just go to the pokies because there won't be many people in there.
Hold on.
No, I didn't go to the, not to play. I thought there'd
too
be talking to the
pokies. Chili. Yeah.
Oh, more chili. And my stomach, it was like, I was literally going to poo my pants. I was that.
Oh, no.
Because I could thought I could hold on. I'm an adult. But no, I was done. And I walked into the pokies, no toilet. So your right-hand side was all the bistro. And it was full because it was 7:30 on a Saturday night. Everyone's staring at me and I'm like, oh no. I just put my head down. I pretended to bite my fingernails and I was going to put my hoodie on. Had to walk past all the tables, past where the chefs cook, past a big long table full of people and they're all looking. The footy's on the background.
Oh no. You can't sneak around a pub.
Nah, I went straight into the toilet and I was in there for a good 10, 15, because it just kept coming and coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And then I
contemplated how I was thinking about how I get out, because they know that I'm in there just to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I did the walk of shame past everyone 15 minutes later. They're all staring at me, walked straight out to my car, and I know what they knew I did.
It's obvious.
And I got back in the car, and I was a bit embarrassed, and I drove for about another 2K, and it started again.
No.
And I'm like, oh, God, come on. I've just literally done like 3 or 4. Oh, I don't need to go again. And then on the left-hand side was another little pub. And I thought, it didn't look that busy. And I'm like, I'll just go in there. Because I was going to stop at this Ampol service station, but they didn't have a toilet.
Yeah, no.
Because I had a look. And I stopped at this pub and I walk in and there's no one at the front bar. I said, yes, there's no one in here. This is not embarrassing.
That's tougher, no?
Nah, there was no toilet in the front bar. I had to walk past the bistro again.
Oh.
And everyone's staring at me. And I heard someone go, I think that's Fev. And the toilet, 10 minutes, another one, all out.
No, again, just doesn't need the detail. The story's good without it.
I'm just explaining it for the people who are listening. And then I got back in the car and I was about 3 minutes from the ground and I needed to like fart.
Yeah.
And I knew it wasn't a fart. And I'm in trouble again. And I'm like, I'm in massive trouble again. And I popped into the pub. It was sort of a nightclub pub. And I went in and it went out again. And then I did the walk of shame again. So everyone down the peninsula way would have gone, I saw Fev walk into the pub and do a massive big and walk out again. I had 3 pubs in the space of about, I reckon, 6K. I went in, demolished, and went out.
How many goals you kick on the weekend?
2.
Yeah, you never I did more poos than goals.
Melbourne, Fifi, Fev and Nick. A lot of home builders talk the talk and make you pay for the walk. Not their Haven Homes. Their fair and transparent service is clear from the start. So leave the talking to Fifi, Fev and Nick and choose Fairhaven Homes for your next home build. Fifi, Fev and Nick.